So Steve Yzerman out as general manager, and now the search begins. According to a press release yesterday, Chris Illich is going to head up the search for a new general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. And Steve Yzerman is staying on as an advisor to Chris Illich. But now there's a turnover. And what that means, what led to this, let's talk about it. And where do we go next? With Helene St. James, the hockey writer for the Detroit Free Press. Helene, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
I was a little bit surprised by the timing of this. I thought if Steve Yzerman was no longer to be the GM of this team, this organization, it may have happened closer to the end of the season, but it happened yesterday. What did you think of the timeline here?
I completely agree with you. I mean, and to me, it indicates it was more Steve's decision to step aside than him being pushed out, because if they were unhappy with him, I thought the organization wanted a change. That should have happened in late April, not the middle of July.
Well, wasn't he making draft picks and signing free agents just days ago?
No, he absolutely was. That's the other thing. I mean, the timing of it again. I mean, we've had the draft, free agency, everything. This is usually when NHL teams, kind of go quiet and everybody's at their cottage and, So, yeah, it is the timing of it is very odd.
I think the first question that came to my mind was, okay, well, Dylan Larkin, what was the role that – did he play a role here? Does he reconsider staying with this organization?
Yeah, I mean, that would be something. And I think – in some ways, the best solution for both, because it's been 2 months now since Dylan requested a trade, at least, and nothing has happened because, the Wings are in the position where they have to get immediate value return players for him. They can't trade him for a pick. Plus, he gave them almost no choices in where to go. So now it's a lot to walk back,
Yeah.
2 months of this mess. So, but I think this is when maybe people consider, is it worth meeting, talking things out, and seeing if there's a way back. Plus, the other guy that it affects seemingly is Patrick Kane. I mean, he hasn't. The Wings certainly, Steve certainly tried to bring him back. He hasn't signed anywhere else yet, and supposedly, allegedly, is between the Sabres and the Blackhawks. But I know he liked playing here. So maybe, that's another domino that could fall if it looks like Larkin is going to continue to stay in Detroit. But it would be I think you'd have to hope a lot of fans forget what happened by the time the season starts.
Helene, when you kind of look back over the past 7 years, where do you think the rebuild actually went off course?
I think with the free agent signings, I mean, his first round draft picks, especially considering, they haven't had any draft lottery luck, which I think is worth,
sure.
Like that's a very important point. But his free agent signings have been, very pedestrian and not really worked out to expectation. And then there's been no exciting trade except maybe for DeBrincat, imagine
right.
If he had brought in Quinn Hughes last year, okay, it's a gamble, but it would electrify the team and tell them, look, this is I have higher expectations now. So I think, the fact maybe he wasn't bolder in trying to make a trade, that factored into it as well, because it's a mediocre team, and March after March we see them fold.
Yeah.
And Dylan does bear some blame for that too, by the way, though.
Sure. Yeah, and now the question is, where do we go from here? It feels like they have two paths that they can go, a fork in the road. They can go in the family or they can go outside. Chris Draper's been the director of amateur scouting since Steve Yzerman got back to Detroit. He was the assistant general manager as well. I think that was in 2013 he was named to that position. He has been very hands-on with this organization for a very long time. Or do they go outside and try to find someone from another organization? What's your instinct telling you? What are you hearing at this point?
Well, the other internal option would be Sean Horkoff, who's
sure.
also an assistant general manager and has had more to do with running Grand Rapids and therefore a little more in what a general manager kind of role is. But I almost think, you know, we know Chris Illich, we know how it all in the Tigers are on analytics. I kind of tend to lean towards they're going to look outside and bring in somebody not in the family and more analytically oriented. I mean, I almost think you can't go from Steve to just promoting another former player. Yeah. You know, that didn't go so well the first time.
I'm wondering how attractive this general manager position is around the NHL. I mean, is it still viewed as a premier job despite this long playoff drought we've had here?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's you know, a very high-profile job, and it's also an incredibly challenging job because, you know, we see, unless you're one of the in teams like Florida or Vegas or Minnesota right now, it can be really hard to attract players. And, you know, now we're seeing all these players, you know, with no trade clauses, with protected movement clauses, dictate where they want to go. But they can't all go play in Florida, you know. So,
right.
So no, but I don't think it will be a problem convincing somebody to come take that job.
Mm. Interesting stuff. Thank you for staying on top of it for us, Helene St. James at the Free Press. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, you got it. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
here in Hockey Town.
I'm telling you. I mean, like I said, he was just, you know.
Oh yeah, he's been busy.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about
and then,
that.
Boom, you know.
Coming up on the other side, 7 o'clock hour, get you caught up on the headlines. We'll hit the couch with Dr. Steve Craig in the next hour. Also, Rusty Hills is going to join us. Michigan, are these gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side running for your vote or Trump's? It's next on JR Morning.